Recorded Books presents Fear Thy Neighbor by Fern Michaels. Narrated by Rebecca Quinn Robertson. Prologue. Ohio, 2010. Allison tossed her cap and gown on the dresser, then plopped down on the narrow twin bed pressed against the wall. Sharing the room with three other girls didn't allow for privacy, though tonight she was alone in the room for the first time since she came to live with the Robertson family, almost 2 years ago. As soon as Mr. Blumenfield placed her diploma in her hand, she'd glanced toward the bleachers, hoping Mr. or Mrs. Robertson were there to show their support. Tonight, of all nights, her high school graduation, and not one member of her so-called foster family bothered to attend. She'd hurried out of the auditorium as soon as she received her diploma. A grad night celebration with her fellow classmates was not happening, because she did not have any friends. She started Madison High in the middle of her sophomore year, which had made her stand out like a sore thumb. Add in her living conditions and all the popular kids and the dorks did their best to avoid her. Allison heard the slurs, the hateful comments made, as she stood by her locker, waiting for the halls to clear so she could hurry to class, without facing her tormentors. Tears streamed down her face when she thought how stupid it had been to hope the Robertsons would surprise her with an impromptu graduation party, a gift, or even a card. She didn't belong here. In 4 months, she would turn 18. No longer a responsibility of the state of Ohio. Allison Marshall planned to leave at 12:01 on her birthday. She used the thin blanket to wipe her tears. With the entire summer ahead of her, she knew her misery would continue if she stayed. A plan began to form. While not impossible, she could only achieve it if she used her brain. Patience would be required. Something she had plenty of. Always on the outskirts of the families she'd been forced to live with, she'd learned early to blend in, not make trouble, and do as she was told. Yet there were times when that had been nearly impossible. She'd done what any kid would have done if they'd been in her shoes. She would sneak out of her bedroom window during the night, searching for something better than what the state provided. Her first attempt at escaping the system happened when she was 9. This happened so many times she'd forgotten exactly how many foster homes she'd been placed in. A few of them were okay, but most of them sucked. The only reason the foster families took her in was for the money from the state. She'd learned that the hard way, and lost what little innocence she'd had in the process. Planning her future would require discipline, another attribute she'd learned the hard way. Do as you're told, and no one gets hurt. Those days were about to end. Emboldened at the idea of making a life for herself, Allison sneaked into the communal closet, where she hid the cash she'd earned babysitting and working part-time at the local pet store. She counted $89.43. Not much, but it was enough to pay for a bus ticket anywhere but here. The bus station was open 24 hours, though she was unsure if there were buses leaving tonight. At daybreak, she would hitch a ride downtown, purchase a ticket. She didn't care where she wound up. Just thinking about a new life cheered her up. A graduation gift to herself, she thought. Yes, this is exactly what she would do. The heck with waiting until she was 18. She would leave now. The Robertsons wouldn't report her missing because they were greedy. They'd want to continue to collect money from the state for as long as they could. The three other girls she shared the room with, all younger than her, would probably tell someone at school, and from there the authorities would be called in. Maybe they would search for her. Maybe not. Either way, it didn't matter. She'd made up her mind.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?